You're listening to a Frequency Podcast Network production in association with City News.
Hello and welcome to a little bonus unscripted episode of The Big Story. We wanted to do this because, first of all, we wanted to thank you for listening to us this year. Second of all, I think a lot of people hear me as the voice of this podcast, which is great. I love it. I won't lie. I got an ego, but there are other people who make this podcast, and trust me when I say they make it more than I do. And people have asked, you know, who works on this show? You hear the credits. You never hear from them. So as a holiday treat to those of you who care, and by the way, if you don't care and you're just waiting for the next actual news episode, by all means, please do. We respect that, and we'll have one for you soon. But for those of you who want to know what it's been like to do a daily news podcast in the middle of a pandemic and the climate era and everything else, not for me necessarily, but for the people who do the hard work that doesn't get recognized as often, this is for them. So I've got them all together. And we're going to have a little fun today. So I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, but I am not the only one that makes the big story. Right here, we have lead producer Stephanie Phillips.
Hey, Jordan.
Associate producer Joe Fish.
Hey, Jordan.
And our sound designer and newest member, Braden Alexander from Calgary.
Hi, Jordan.
Braden, we'll start with you. Braden is our sound designer. He is the person that makes each episode sound as good as it does, makes my voice sound intelligible. Braden just joined the team a few months ago, and Braden, you've worked on a whole bunch of podcasts, first for CBC and now with us. What's different about The Big Story from other podcasts that you've worked on?
It's really cool because I haven't really worked on a daily show before, but it's just setting the tone for not only the day, but the week, and just understanding what we're going to be doing for The Big Story and how we're going to get that information to the listeners. And it's a different approach than what I'm used to, especially with doing it from day to day to day.
You've done some really intricate and detailed projects in your work at CBC and other places before joining us. And you'll do some of that here too. But in terms of The Big Story, when the news items change daily and can vary so wildly from one day to the next, how do you still manage to treat things with the same amount of care? I know it can get crazy in terms of a daily news cycle, and you join this team as, I know, sort of a perfectionist.
especially with tone, as the sound designer, it's all about having that library of effects and sounds that are both, you know, a bit more livelier, depending, you know, a bit more dramatic and, you know, a bit more somber. But it's also in the skill set in your brain of knowing, okay, when to employ these things, when to read the room, read the tone, and not pick something silly for a somber episode or pick something high-paced for a kind of a slower-paced episode.
We are so lucky to have you on this team and can't wait to work more with you in 2022. Joe Fish, you're up next.
Hey, Jordan.
This is your first year working on The Big Story fully. I know you've helped us out before in the past, but this year you were all over it every day. And so I will ask you, what's your favorite story that we covered this year? I know there hasn't been a lot of like beloved stories because it's been such a depressing year, but what episode made you happy this year?
No, that's 100% true. So the stories that I like most are the ones that are sort of more narrative heavy, where we really get a guest on, usually an investigative reporter who can really sort of take us step by step through like a long investigation that they've worked on. And we've had a few of those, but, and maybe this is just sort of recency bias, but recently we had Claire Fiesler on, who wrote an investigation in The Walrus about cross-border turtle smuggling. It's a corner of the criminal underworld that you never would have given a second thought to or knew existed. At least I didn't before I heard Claire talk about it. And I just thought it was a weird story and a cool story. And she did a great job walking us through it.
Thanks to the pandemic, we don't do as many of those stories as we should. And this is my next question. This is something I grapple with myself almost every day. Does working on a daily news show, especially during a pandemic with climate change and everything else going on in the world make you feel more or less pessimistic about the direction of everything going on in the world?
Oh, man, you know what? It's a good question. Sometimes I think it does. I won't lie. You know, you're sitting in as producer and you're hearing all the doom and gloom and it gets to you. But more so, it has the opposite effect. And especially during the pandemic where we've all been kind of sitting and stewing in the daily numbers and the constant drumbeat of just sort of awfulness and depressing news, I actually have found it really comforting to sit and listen to all of these incredibly smart people, epidemiologists, doctors, come on and sort of, you know, give their sober take on what's going on. And yeah, it's scary, but, you know, I like to think that our podcast can sort of take that fear and turn it into something more productive. And I think it definitely has for me as someone who works on it.
I think that gets to the heart of it for me is how I combat my anxiety and fear about the direction of the world is I get to ask smart people questions about it. And, you know, that really helps. It's a privilege to be able to ask smart people these questions when a lot of people, including myself, are nervous, but I get to be the one trying to get some answers to hopefully, and the news is not always good, alleviate that.
Totally. I think sometimes I can hear when you're asking a question that's clearly something that you're just saying because you have a doctor on the line who has to listen to you at that very moment.
Yes, it is very selfish, but it's not selfish because I always imagine that for every question I think is like just mine, there is a listener out there who has been waiting for that exact question. And I'm glad I get to ask it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it always produces the best answers.
Joe, thank you for everything. Thank you for everything you've done for the show this year. Stephanie Phillips, you get to be up next. You get to go last because you picked the order. Stephanie Phillips, lead producer.
Hey, it's a tough act to follow. Joe and Brayden are so smart and eloquent, and I'm just so lucky to work with all of you guys.
You are the one that gets to tell everyone here, including me, what to do. So when you said, I'll go last, we're like, okay, yes.
I get to listen to all the good answers and then sound smart.
Okay, so you do a lot for this show, obviously, in terms of working with us every day and recording interviews and helping choose topics and then editing the damn thing, which is a whole job in itself. Mm-hmm. But you also take care of the show and for better or for worse, I'll call it its soul on a larger level. So in terms of that stuff, in terms of what the show's become and who contributes to it, what has been the highlight of working on the big story this year?
So I don't have any numbers or stats to back this up, but anecdotally, I feel like we received a lot more listener requests for episode ideas, things that our listeners wanted to learn more about on the show this year. And so it was really awesome to get to sift through those and chat about them amongst our team and how we can develop those into full episodes. So I really appreciate everyone who wrote in to us. And although we try and like reply to everyone and say a quick thank you, we don't always get the chance. So this is my big thank you to everyone who wrote in. And please, please keep writing in next year. We love your ideas.
I will second that thank you because it's very helpful. And it also selfishly takes pressure off of us trying to come up with a fresh idea every day. So we love the suggestions. Keep them coming. In terms of things that people do want to know, about how we make this show. This is something I've been asked in the past. I'm not the best person to ask it to because I just ask the questions, say thank you, write an intro, and, you know, go home. Well, I guess I'm already home, but that's my contribution to the show. Steph, people want to know how this show gets made, how much editing goes into it. It's a tough thing to turn around every 24 hours.
Yeah. It's a good question. So I usually spend the majority of the afternoon editing. So it's like 4 to 5 hours, I guess, putting the episode together and making sure that it's ready to go in the morning. And our guests are usually really awesome. Not trying to sound too cliche or anything, but our guests are great. And Jordan, you're a good interviewer. So that makes my job a lot easier. And we also try to keep the show as natural as possible. That's part of our tone. We want it to be like a real and honest conversation. So we're just taking out some filler words and anything that doesn't contribute to the main information of the story. So yeah, about 4 to 5 hours, I would say, editing every day.
You will notice that Steph said, our guests are great. And me, I'm good.
I caught myself as soon as I said good. And I meant to say great, I swear.
Sure. Stephanie, thank you. Before we wrap this up, is there anything that any of you guys want to ask me?
Yeah, I do actually. What are your plans for the holidays? Got anything special going on?
I don't know how lightweight it is that my holiday plans involve trying to keep everybody in my family and our extended family healthy and alive. Like, it's not exactly a light question, but this is where we are right now. Luckily enough, and I know we're privileged, secured a bunch of rapid tests, at least enough to do a small family gathering on Christmas, hopefully safely by testing right before. I do not want to cancel Christmas 2 years in a row. It's unfair to our four-year-old who should be having the time of her life right now. So for the holidays, we're going to take it really easy. And that's okay. Like, I think I want to say to the audience before they go, this has been a long year on top of a long, long year in 2020. And I think it's okay to just step away and, you know, protect yourself and your family and recharge and do nothing. Look, that's why we are taking 2 weeks off of this show. It can be an overwhelming news cycle. And I think all of us and you need to manage that. And you manage it by taking the time that you can during periods of the year like this to step away. And I finally just want to say thank you to everybody who is listening, especially if you're listening at this point, at the end of a self-indulgent episode. That means you really are one of the people for whom we make this show. And that's why we do it. We love doing it, as hard as it can be sometimes. We want to continue to do it for as long as they let us. And it's been this long already because of listeners like you with feedback and topic suggestions. And most importantly, just tuning in every day and telling your friends. And so, yeah, have a safe and healthy holidays. And finally, from me and the Big Story crew that you've just heard from, thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Don't forget to subscribe.